Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and for those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, thank you so much. And please continue to help spread the word that each week this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And I want you to know that I really would appreciate it if you would do me a big favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know that can benefit from today's subject. Now, this is one of the powerful ways that we together can make a positive difference in the world. Now, Answers for the Family will address many subjects and many ways of creating greater health, happiness, and blessings for you and your family. And we will introduce you to top professionals and talented authors who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, before we get to our guest, I have a special thank you to all of you that take your precious time, not only to listen to the show, but also especially to those that are sending in questions, comments, and suggestions. Please remember, this show exists for you. Now, with that in mind, if there was ever a time in recent years that we needed to focus on gratitude, this is the time. And my son Chase and I wrote the Attitude of Gratitude Journal, something that at the time was geared towards teens going through some changes in their life. Well, we are all going through some changes in our life. So please go to our website. It's answersforthefamily.com and download a free copy of this journal. Okay, it is our gift to you. All I ask is that you subscribe again for free. Give it 21 days and comment on whatever platform you listen to us on, what it has meant for you and your family. Now, one of the many quotes in the journal happens to be one of mine, and I think it fits the situation that we're in, which is, happiness is not the absence of problems. It's the presence of the ability to deal with them. Now, before I bring on our guest, I'm going to go over some statistics because they're staggering, to say the least. Over 133 million Americans suffer with chronic health conditions, many of which are linked to food choices, which also depletes our immune system, making them at higher risk for permanent damages or death from the COVID-19 virus and many other ailments. Now, after 25 years of research, our guest, Deborah Keston, who holds a master's degree in public health, and Larry Sherwitz, PhD, discovered that the optimal healing diet is not only about what we eat, it's also about why, how, and with whom we eat. Now, it is about developing a relationship to food and eating that nourishes your physical, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being. Now, whole person integrative eating is a comprehensive personal system that combines modern nutritional science with ancient food wisdom to help you transform your relationship with food and eating and promote weight loss, optimum health, and healing. So Deborah Keston is also an international nutritional researcher, award-winning author, and medical and health writer with a specialty in preventing and reversing obesity and heart disease. Author of the award-winning Feed the Body, Nourish the Soul, and The Healing Secrets of Food, her new book is Whole Person Integrative Eating, a Breakthrough Dietary Lifestyle to Treat the Root Causes of Overeating, Overweight, and Obesity. Her research on the Whole Person Integrative Eating Program has been published in many peer-reviewed medical journals. Deborah, welcome to Answers for the Family.
My utter pleasure. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, it is certainly my pleasure. It is unfortunate that it happens to be incredibly timely considering what's going on around the world. So I know that when you chose to write this book, you didn't know that this was going to happen. But how did you come to write this particular book? And how does it differ from your other two books about nutrition, health, and healing?
Well, I'd like to highlight that whole person integrative eating, before we get into details, is based on two points. One, I describe it as ancient food wisdom meets modern nutritional science. And another point I'd like your listeners to keep in mind as I talk is that it's based on a dietary lifestyle, not diet, which today has come to mean a restricted, regimented way of eating. 2,500 years ago, during the time of Hippocrates, who was often called the father of medicine, the word diet meant dietary lifestyle, a way of life. And so whole person integrative eating ultimately is an evidence-based, scientifically sound way of life and way of eating that leads not only to weight loss, but also health and healing with many other diet-related problems, including immunity and boosting your immunity for COVID ID.
And that was one of the things that I loved as I was going through the book, was the fact that it talked a lot about the emotional, the spiritual, and even the social well-being. And the social well-being was one that I wasn't familiar with before, and I loved how you integrated it. But you also, when you talk about the ancient food wisdom, share a little bit more about that, because that was another area that I was not as familiar with. And I also think that our listeners would also be very interested.
Thank you. About 25 years ago, co-author and my husband, behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz, PhD, he was invited to present at the first international conference on lifestyle and health. And that is because Larry was the director of research for almost 20 years with Dean Ornish, who showed you can actually reverse heart disease with lifestyle alone, no fat, added plant-based diet, exercise, social support, and stress management, yoga, and meditation. So the Ornish lifestyle program ultimately is based on the lifestyle. So we were invited to present there, and I used to write for magazines, and I thought, well, I'm going to be in New Delhi, India. Why don't I interview somebody about yoga and diet? And the person who was there is a clinical cardiologist called Dr. K.L. Chopra, who is the father and mentor of well-known transformation thought leader Deepak Chopra. And I asked him an open-ended question about yoga and diet. And what he said was a turning point. What he said was, the Bhagavad Gita, which is Hindu scripture. Hinduism is the oldest religion in the world, about 4,000 years old. He said, the Bhagavad Gita espouses cooking with love, and we believe your prana, your consciousness, is infused into food when you eat. And in turn, when you ingest that food, we metabolize the consciousness with which food was prepared. And I thought, here is a clinical cardiologist talking about cooking with love. It's in every culture, still is. And he's talking about a 4,000-year-old religion. And I thought, if Hinduism espouses this, surely other world religions, what I call cultural traditions, such as yogic nutrition, African-American soul food, Mediterranean diet, and also Eastern healing systems, such as traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine from India, Tibetan medicine, all of them espouse cooking with love. And when I researched all these ancient food wisdom traditions, I wrote a book called Feeding the Body, Nourishing the Soul, about cooking with love and what these world religions, Eastern healing systems have to tell us. And I was talking with Larry, and I said, how am I going to talk about this? This is massive information. And what we distilled from all this were seven perennial principles. And when we twisted our kaleidoscope one more time, it distilled into what I now call the four facets of food, that for thousands of years, food has been used not only to heal the body, but to balance emotions, to balance us and connect us meaningfully through what I call spiritual nutrition, eating with mindfulness, gratitude from the heart, and loving regard, and also socially to eat with others in a pleasant atmosphere. And that's what the basis of whole person integrative eating is.
Well, first of all, I love it. And I love the fact that it's so focused on cooking with love, on eating with love, on the family getting together. I think it's great. And I know that also in the book, you identify sort of like the seven root causes of overeating is sort of everything that's the opposite of that, and I love it. So I know you, I think in the book, you call it the new normal overeating styles. Share with us a little bit about what some of those are, because I think everybody that's listening is going to go, oh, I think I do that one. Or, I still kind of do that one.
They're all normal for us.
Yeah.
And most of us, when we think of food and eating and weight, we always think about what to eat and how much to eat and portion size. Well, Spirituality and Health magazine contacted me and invited me to write an article about whole person integrative eating. I used to call it the Enlightened Diet. And I put up an 18 lesson e-course about whole person integrative eating over 6 weeks. And my second book, Healing Secrets of Food, has an 80-page questionnaire about what you're eating, how you're eating, physical, emotional, spiritual, social reasons you eat. And Larry, behavioral scientist, husband, research scientist, said, gee, why don't we have people fill out the questionnaire before they do the e-course, and then afterwards see if anything changed. Mm-hmm. And what he did was, after the course, about more than 5,200 people participated in this, 5,200 plus. What we found out when Larry isolated the question about overeating and connected it to all the 79 other questions, we found out two things. One, we identified seven new normal overeating styles that you're asking about, and I'll be glad to share. And what we discovered is the more people started to eat over the 6 week 18 lesson e-course, the whole person integrative eating way of eating, ancient food wisdom, the less overeating and the more weight they lost as a natural side effect, not as a diet. And shall I talk with you about the overeating styles? Yes?
I would love it.
And may I say, in my snobby research way, these are all statistically significant. These are published in peer-reviewed medical journals. This isn't just cute, interesting stuff. It's the real thing. And as you said, Alan, it's what's normal. Everyone relates to this, all linked with overeating and gaining weight. One is the most familiar, emotional eating. Some call it stress eating. It means you're eating for reasons other than feeling an appetite or feeling hungry. And I'm going to give you a quick example, because this is the number one overeating style I think most people relate to. Emotional eating means we're turning to food to calm and soothe us. I even have the concept of comfort food in the culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Well, it works. And let me tell you why. Again, ancient food wisdom, modern nutritional science. 5,000 years ago, the rishis were the original yogis, and they used their own mind body to discover what to eat so they can meditate in a peaceful, restful frame of mind. And what they discovered is what we now call a lacto-vegetarian diet, that eating plant-based foods, fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans and peas, nuts and seeds, and in India, some dairy, which usually means yogurt, and milk, which is revered in India, they could keep their mind-body balance. Now, if you flash forward 5,000 years to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the 1970s, a researcher named Judith Wortman took some rats and fed them a high-carbohydrate meal. I think it was potatoes. And what she discovered, this is in our lifetime, what she discovered was about 20 minutes after eating this high-carb potato meal, they released a natural hormone in the body that goes to the brain called serotonin. And serotonin calms and relaxes you. So when people are feeling anxious, nothing anyone relates to, right? Or fearful, or angry, or depressed, and you turn to the donuts and the cookies and the cake and the high carb foods, it works. It calms and relaxes you. But there's another level of that, and that is it also depletes the body of certain nutrients which contribute to anxiety and depression. But that's another lecture. Mm-hmm. So emotional eating is one of the overeating styles. Two, food fretting, which is worrying obsessively about what to eat, the best way to eat. We now have a term, it's not quite clinical, but it's something many of us have heard of. We now have a term in the culture called orthorexia. Remember orthodontia, which is straightening your teeth? Ortho means to correct. And there's an obsession that many Americans have about the best way to eat. And we turn to that diet and high carb, low carb, paleo, keto. It's what's normal for most Americans. And the bottom line for the food fretting overeating style is obsessing about food and the best way to eat and how it's going to impact your health and your weight. The antidote to that, the whole person integrative eating antidote, is to appreciate food from the heart. We used to bless food for millennia. Next, statistically significant overeating style is fast foodism, which is eating lots of processed, lots of fried, lots of fast food. It's what's familiar and normal for most Americans. And what happens with fast foodism, you mentioned the microbiome, the gut immunity. When 80% of our immune system is in the gut. And when you eat a lot of processed food, meaning it's, for example, white flour, instead of whole grains like millet and barley and buckwheat and brown rice. Mm-hmm. You're eating processed white flour, white rice, for example, which again is normal for most of us, and lots of high sugar food. Again, there's nothing in sugar extracted from the sugar cane, but calories, no nutrients. You're eating lots of nutrient dead food. And what that does to your microbiome is cause an imbalance in the good bacteria and the bad bacteria and fungus and good fungus and bad fungus and parasites. And this imbalance can go through your intestines into your bloodstream, up to your brain, contribute to depression, anxiety, and lots of other health problems. So mental and physical health problems, including weakening your immune system because you have this imbalance now of all this quote unquote bad bacteria instead of the good bacteria that keeps your immune system strong. And that can make you more vulnerable if you get exposed to any kind of virus or pathogen or health problem. You're more vulnerable to getting the symptoms instead of fighting it off because your immune system has been weakened by all the processed food that most of us eat nowadays. And go ahead.
No. I'm just going to say, I really appreciate the fact that you're touching on that because I think it is such a huge problem right now to where, we're going through this quarantine and the fear that's being put out there, the fear is also affecting our immune system. So we're weakening our immune system. So to me, watching television, watching the news, watching them ramp all of this stuff up, you're actually weakening yourself to the point that if you get it, it could affect you much more severely. In the same sense of with food is that, if we're putting all the processed food in, we're weakening our immune system. So we're quarantined, but we're sort of doing so many of the things that's exactly what we shouldn't be doing. For instance, we also need sunlight to get our vitamin D, but people are saying stay indoors. Don't stay indoors. Get sunlight. Get the things that we need. So I think if we can focus on things like you're talking about, which is taking in the right foods, but also the fact that you go into the emotional side of it, how this affects us on so many different things. That's the part that I love so much. What are some of your thoughts on some of those other things that people can be doing to help strengthen them, strengthen their immune system, but set them up in a better way to be healthy no matter what's going on out there?
The number one concept with strengthening your immune system is lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. Basically, you've heard this before, getting enough sleep, restorative sleep. Mm-hmm. Also, number one, what you are eating. And it is a huge challenge for most Americans, especially because fast food, processed food tastes really good. It's usually high in sugar, high in fat, all these nutrients, mm-hmm. macronutrients that release endorphins, make you feel better, serotonin. It's a big challenge to shift into what and how we ate for thousands of years mm-hmm. and not have that donut. And the optimal way to eat, which is what kept us healthy and not only surviving but thriving for millennia, are fruits and veggies and whole grains and beans and peas and nuts and seeds with small amounts of animal foods, fish, meat, poultry, and dairy. And let me give you an example of that because it's so difficult for us. And I used to do workshops, and when I would use the word should, people in the workshop told me, I hear that word, and when I think of the word should and food, and I look at my plate, and I'm thinking portion size and what I should eat and shouldn't eat, I get depressed and I get angry. So mm-hmm. I no longer use that word should.
Let me share something, because I have a thing that I say in regards to the word should too. If I find myself using it too much, I'll pause and I'll say, excuse me, I was shooting on myself. So I need to stop that. So I couldn't agree more.
Well, I used to do it with others, not to with myself. So I do not should with others now. Here's an example of the fresh whole food. I call it inverse eating, mostly plant-based foods with small or no amounts of animal foods. Many Americans interpret the Mediterranean diet, which everyone knows is supposed to be optimal and healthful, as having a glass of wine and dipping some bread into, at the restaurant very often, dipping some bread into the olive oil. The reality is, if you take Greece, for example, the island of Greece, not the greasy fried food. Right. If you take the island of Greece, for example, what they eat monthly, for example, is perhaps two or three times a month, they may have some meat, beef. Two or three times a week, they may have some chicken and fish. And what they're having every day are fruits, fresh fruits and veggies and whole grains and beans and peas and nuts and seeds every day. And they, every day, usually for their animal product, will have feta cheese, usually fresh, mm-hmm. and the famous Greek yogurt. So it's the total antithesis of what and how most Americans eat, which is meat and meat and meat and meat and dairy sometimes, and although many have a phobia with dairy now, meat and chicken, 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 and the only fruit and veggies that we consume are usually ketchup and french fries. So this is a huge challenge for most Americans to shift into what and how we ate for thousands of years that kept us healthy, that every credible research scientist that is not pushing a special magic diet is suggesting we eat mostly plant-based foods with small or no portions of animal foods, because what is in those fruits and veggies and whole grains and beans and peas and nuts and seeds, which we ate for thousands of years, are the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and fiber that your mind body needs and your microbiome and gut and immune system need to thrive. That's the secret.
Yeah, and it's not a secret anymore. We're trying to get it out there. So our guest is Deborah Keston, and her website is integrativeeating.com. So if those of you would like to follow along with us, you can open up another window. Obviously, if you're driving, don't try this. So her book is Whole Person Integrative Eating, A Breakthrough Dietary Lifestyle to Treat the Root Causes of Overeating, Overweight, and Obesity. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family. We are talking with Deborah Keston, and her new book is Whole Person Integrative Eating. Deborah, one of the things I know you talk about in the book is sensory disregard, and you talk about it as sort of one of the more overlooked eating styles. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mentioned to you that we have identified 7 new normal overeating styles, all statistically significant, mm-hmm. not just cute names like sensory disregard. And sensory disregard means not relating to food in terms of smelling the food, looking at the food, taking in the whole presentation of the food. And most of us are the opposite of that. Is the test snacking is just one of the overeating styles, eating while you're doing other things, not paying attention to your food and not smelling the food, not looking at it, not taking in the scent. Here's a fascinating, and the antidote, the whole person integrative eating antidote, is actually looking at the food and smelling the food and taking in the aroma and the scent and the flavor and the texture. It's one of life's greatest pleasures, and we have left that. I'll give you, again, ancient food wisdom, modern nutritional science, one study that came out and is an example of this. Again, the antidote to sensory disregard is to nourish your senses when you eat. What a different experience from task snacking and doing 500 other things and driving and working at your computer while you're eating. Some researchers, they didn't feed people olive oil to give them healthful oil to eat. What they did was have them just smell the aroma of olive oil before eating. And it cut down their caloric intake by hundreds of calories a day, just those who smelled the olive oil.
Well, I think that the scent is also being used in a different way, because I can remember when I used to go into malls and stuff, and I think the Cinnabon used to pump the scent throughout the mall, because you'd go in there and go, my God, I smell Cinnabon. it's like it's calling to me. I'm being drawn to it.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Yes.
Yeah. I know, but I get it with the scent. And in fact, when you were mentioning the bread and the oil and stuff, it was literally taking me to, because one of the things that I love in a good Italian restaurant is dipping the fresh, warm bread in the oil and the balsamic vinegar. I love doing that. So now I just know that I need to spend more time smelling it so that I won't eat the whole basket of bread, right?
And enjoying it, smelling it and enjoying it. Yes.
So we have some listener questions. And again, I want to take the time to thank those listeners. When they take the time to do this, it's very much appreciated, many of which, although not so much now during our quarantine, but many of which were working during the day. So they get used to sending in the questions sometimes ahead of time. But we have a couple here. This one reads, it starts out with a statement where they start. It's interesting because I don't switch to typing in caps when I want to say something bolder, but this one does. So it starts out in bold. I need this show immediately. And then it says, cooped up for a month now, I have gained 7 pounds, plus I was in need of losing 15 before that. The stress of the COVID-19 virus and being furloughed has been more than I ever anticipated. And I have a sizable group of friends who have been going through the same issues, some even more severe than my own, because they also have sick family members that they're dealing with. Visited your site after reading about the interview and ordered your book because it is very different from all the other diet books I've seen. Can't wait to receive it. Several of my friends and I will be listening to the show. And that's from Gracie in Virginia.
Hello, Gracie in Virginia. How may I help? Thank you for your interest in whole person integrative eating. Again, not a dietary lifestyle. How may I help?
Well, I think her question is, because it's more of a comment, that she's just excited to be able to read it. But what are some of the things that she can do, because she's apparently been in a situation to where, you know, you go to work, you get into your normal structure, and this is kind of what I'm getting from the question. You get into the normal structure, then all of a sudden you're furloughed and you're sitting at home and you're not used to it, and you're deciding to eat. So over a period, the last couple of weeks has put on 7 pounds when they were actually trying to lose weight before that. What are some of the things that they can do with their mind and body so that they can no longer put on weight?
Well, first, please, and I really mean this literally, please take 3 deep breaths. Just pause for a moment. Focus your attention on what in India is called the third eye, and just take 3 deep breaths. And I say that in the context of, there's so much suffering and anxiety around food, eating, and weight. Millions of Americans. 47% of Americans are on a diet at any one time. So you are not alone. Mm-hmm. So please, I really mean this literally, please just pause and take 3 deep, slow breaths. When you get the book, you will have the whole program in place. For now, number one, I mentioned that high carb foods that we all turn to, the cookies, the cakes, the sugar, the donuts, mac and cheese, they all work because they release serotonin, they calm and relax us. But there's a big price to say you go back to being depressed, even worse, and anxious because of the lack of nutrients and the imbalance in the microbiome. So number one, for you to consider, what fresh, whole foods can you eat and that you will enjoy, that you can integrate into your everyday life? So again, this is a dietary lifestyle. It is not a rigid diet. It's a way of eating for the rest of your life that will keep you healthy and enjoy food. No shoulds. So that is something for you to answer. You could just do something quick and easy, like get an avocado and some organic rice cakes, whole grain rice cakes or corn cakes. Now they have whole corn that doesn't have GMO, and just spread some avocado spread on it and have that as a snack, or add a fruit salad with that and have it as a meal. Look on the internet and start figuring out, exploring fresh whole foods that you can eat that you'll enjoy, that are easy, that you'll like.
Yeah.
Part number two. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, and people are talking about being home. I think it goes back to what you have said from the standpoint of cooking with love. Get back to cooking. The problem with our lifestyle being so fast and two parents working is they're rushing. So instead of sitting home and making a meal, it's been, you know, swing by some fast food place and grab something and throw it down on the table for the family because everybody's rushed. Well, now many of us are at home, so take the time. I mean, I've gone back to cooking and I'm remembering things that I had forgotten because I hadn't done it in years. So I think that's another thing that you can do that will help, because it's something, A, you're doing together, so it then becomes a more of a interactive thing. But you can now get back to doing it with love and making the little pinch here and pinch there that makes it uniquely yours, that then feels like you're doing something that's really a positive thing for your family.
Really good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Because part two of cooking with loving regard and infusing food with love and loving regard is infusing yourself with loving regard. And I'm going to bring in the science.
Good.
I don't have the PowerPoint behind me with the rabbit, picture of the rabbit, but I told you this is ancient food wisdom, modern nutritional science, cooking with love. A researcher named Robert Nerum, N-E-R-E-M, about 20 years ago, he took rabbits and he fed them a super high cholesterol diet to see if they would get heart disease. And what he discovered was 2/3 of the rabbits got heart disease, and their arteries got filled with plaque. 1/3 of the rabbits had very little or no plaque and heart disease, and he couldn't understand this. And he retraced the steps, and what he found out was the rabbits were in 3 tiers, and the diminutive research assistant would take the rabbits in the middle cages out when she fed them and hold them. And those were the rabbits who did not develop heart disease.
Wow.
And he couldn't believe this. And he repeated the study and the same results happened. So when we talk about cooking with love, I'm also talking about infusing your whole being with love and loving regard when you're eating. Mm-hmm. And eating with, again, this is what I call it, whole person, eating fresh whole food with others in a pleasant atmosphere, which is one of the overeating styles, unpleasant atmosphere. And when I talk about the overeating style of unpleasant atmosphere, I am talking about eating in an emotionally, psychologically unpleasant atmosphere with, I don't know, ramming a muffin in your mouth while you're filling up at the gas station, or driving in traffic, or with congested traffic, or perhaps with having a fight at the dinner table or arguing with somebody or people around you are arguing. So when I say unpleasant atmosphere, it's the emotional atmosphere, but also the aesthetic atmosphere. Is it pleasing surroundings, or is it the gas station while you're pumping up? And the antidote to that, of course, is a pleasant psychological and aesthetic environment. Again, statistically significant overeating mm-hmm. style. And that includes loving regard, bringing loving regard into the whole dining experience and flooding your whole being with gratitude and appreciation and love and mindfulness, the 3 ingredients of the spiritual nutrition element. One of the 4 facets of food is eating mindfully, being in the moment with your food, eating with appreciation and gratitude authentically from your heart, and also eating with love and regard.
I think that goes right into something you touch on in the book, which is the solo dining. What if for the people that if they live alone, they travel extensively for work, and especially right now, because there's a lot of people that are now quarantined alone. So even when they might want to go out, they can't. And what are some of the things they can do right now, not only for now while they're in quarantine, but then after quarantine, how to get out of that solo dining rut?
Two quick, easy answers for that is, if you're watching television, if you're at your computer while you're getting ready to eat or you're eating, at least while you take the bite, close your eyes and pause and focus your attention on the flavor and scent of the food and fill your mind up, not with what you're reading on the internet, not with what you're watching on television. Fill your mind up with a memory of a memorable meal with people you love and like. Just think of them for while you're chewing and that one bite while you're eating. It's quick and easy and you're connecting. Eat with your pet. You have a pet, eat when your pet is eating. You can get online with some people you like and people you enjoy and eat with them while you're
great idea
together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I hadn't thought of the second one or the last one, which I've been invited to friends that are having socials over Zoom. You know, we're over Zoom now, so it's over Zoom, and there'll be 30 people on Zoom, and it's a social, and some people have cocktails or whatever, but setting up a meal with family, with a lot of us being quarantined, or even just the fact that, you know, that our parents or our children or whatever live in another city or another state, I'm going to steal that one, because I think what I would love to do is to set up like a Sunday, a Sunday early dinner, and just have the different family members that are in different areas all come on Zoom and let's talk about what we made and eat together. I'm going to steal that. I love this.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Delightful. Yes.
Yeah. And we have another question that has come in. This one reads, I am a university resident hall director. My observation is that we have a serious health issue on the horizon with our students. Each year, I am watching our population ratios of thin students to overweight students changing, and not in a good way. Several of us from the dorms are planning to implement discussion groups so our girls can have a place to meet and share their views about campus life. We are going to make diet and nutrition a part of this discourse. Do you feel your book would be one that this age group would embrace? Thanks. And this is from Betty in Sacramento.
Hello, Betty in Sacramento. Yes, absolutely. Because what I'm suggesting, really, with the whole person integrative eating, dietary lifestyle, is to relate to food as a pleasurable, delightful, sensual, social experience, not as something to be counted and feared. And we've all been taught to relate to food that way, mm-hmm. to fear it. I'm suggesting that eating with others in a pleasant atmosphere, eating with others as often as possible, fresh whole food, and with positive emotions in terms of emotional eating, for example, to replace the anxiety and the fear and the depression often linked with emotional eating and stress eating, which, may I say, is completely normal and understandable for most of us going through what we're going through. I'll tell you, without mentioning names or publications, there's no quick fix of, go turn your home into a spa and you're going to be happy for a day. We are all grieving a way of life and a life that has been just like a rug pulled out from under us. We're all grieving something huge. And the reality of becoming ill, or having loved ones become ill is very real. So I don't want to sit here and tell you that, gee, have fresh whole food and you're going to be fine. We're all grieving for something enormous and incomprehensible that is happening to our lives. What I am saying is that food can be a social, ceremonial, healthful pleasure that is really soul satisfying when you eat. And that's what whole person integrative eating is. It is a way of eating that can heal. And when I say heal, I use the word balance, that can help balance mind, body, and soul. Because I'm talking about eating with love and infusing food with love and infusing yourself and the people with whom you're eating with love. And I gave you the rabbit example. This is not just woo-woo stuff. It's ancient food wisdom, modern science.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I love is that you've taken the science of it, you've taken the psychology of it, you've merged it together. And I love the fact that to sort of mirror back what you said in regards to what we're going through, okay, what we're going through is what we're going through. I mean, and we can choose to take different things and make it a positive or make it a negative. And what I hear you saying is that you can take food and you can turn it into something that is social and a benefit and something that we're going to feed our body and keep our body strong, or you can use it as a negative and you're going to make yourself more susceptible to depression, more susceptible to whatever virus that somebody may get. So this is a tool, and people are now being told you can use this tool for something that's good, or you can use this tool and it's going to make you worse. And people are going to have to make their own choice. And let's hope that this information is going to help them to make the right choice.
This is time. Another level you mentioned when we first started talking, Alan, you mentioned the immune system. We talked a little bit about that, that fresh whole foods have the nutrients that will help to heal and balance all that good bacteria and bad bacteria. But another level going on is, let me depress everybody, 47% of Americans are 43% of Americans are obese. And what we're learning, along with weakened immunity and susceptibility to the virus, is that huge proportion, disproportionate proportion of people who are obese are the ones who are getting sick from the virus. So obesity and being overweight is a problem with 70% of Americans, and it's most of it is what we're eating. And I'm suggesting that food is one of the greatest pleasures of life. And whole person integrative eating is what and how and with whom and where to eat to turn food back into a social, ceremonial, sensual pleasure, with weight loss being a natural side effect. Another study, Erica Olberg is a research scientist and naturopathic physician, and she applied the whole person integrative eating dietary lifestyle, the seven elements I've been talking about, the antidotes to overeating, to people with diabetes. And what she found, and this is published research, her name is Erica Olberg, what she found is that the six components out of the seven, which is eating behaviors, eating in a pleasant atmosphere, eating with positive emotions, that eating with others in a pleasant atmosphere, the sensory regard. She found that the eating behaviors lowered blood sugar levels in diabetic patients more than what they ate.
Wow.
More than what they ate. So this is a whole package of balancing mind, body, and I say soul, literally, because we're talking about mindfulness and loving regard when we're eating and how, like with the rabbits, it helps us metabolize food optimally and keep us healthy.
Well, again, the book is Whole Person Integrative Eating, A Breakthrough Dietary Lifestyle to Treat the Root Causes of Overeating, Overweight, and Obesity. Deborah, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. I really want to acknowledge for what you're not acknowledge you for what you're doing, because again, it has become an epidemic, and we need people out there putting information out. And I love the fact that it's not just a diet. It's not just, you know, there's a million diet books out there that people just say, just change what you eat. And I love the fact that it doesn't matter if you just change what you eat, if you don't change your mind. And I love the fact that you're touching on that. So thank you so much. All right.
My pleasure.
You're welcome. Now, for everybody out there, now, given the stress on couples during the last few weeks of quarantine, especially those families with children, next week's topic is one you will definitely not want to miss. So please be sure to put us on your calendar and tune in as we interview Dr. Evan Money to discuss his new book, Happily Ever After, Having a Marriage of Greatness and Living Life to the Fullest. And I'm going to give everybody a little teaser about Evan, because I've met him and enjoyed his company greatly. Evan's been married about 24 times. So I'm going to leave you with that. And you're going to have to come on next week to figure out exactly what that means. So, and you can also visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com. But you can subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people and be greatly appreciated. Next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page. Check out some of our latest posts. If you like them, please like us and continue to spread the word. We're now, as you can see, now on video. For those of you that are watching this on Facebook Live, this will also be shown on YouTube. Spread the word. We're bringing you people that we think are going to make your lives happier, healthier, and more at peace. So for everybody, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.